If it isn't the most corrupt state in the United States, it's certainly one hell of a competitor.
The sentence is 168 months. That would be almost 14 years in prison.
We went from 8 years of nothing to 24/7 together.
She jokes about writing a book, calling it, "Thanks, President Trump, thanks for nothing." This is where I said, go, look, here's some birthday advice. Stay the out of politics.
Patty's, of course, an issue, but the bigger problem is they got a law that says I can't run for anything.
If it's only you, we can challenge.
That's right. Well, and stay tuned.
A little clip from Being Blago, a new docu-series, four-part docu-series. It's out on Hulu. You might want to make it part of your weekend streaming plans. It's locally produced by two guys who join us now, Matt Knutson and Justin Allen, the directors, executive producers, and creative minds behind the whole thing. I see you guys had the bleeping machine ready to, it's working pretty well there with all of the different clips you use from Rod Blagojevich. How are you guys? Congrats on the project, by the way. This is really cool. I'm definitely going to make it part of my plans.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Matt, what is it? Start with you. Like, tell me about why you decided to do this, because you know that there is a fair amount, there's some sentiment out there, and we hear about it all the time. Just let him go away. We're blagoed out. You know, why focus on him, and what did you decide you wanted to do here with Being Blago?
Well, it started as a true crime story for us, and good to talk to you again, Anna.
You too, Matt.
It started as a true crime story, where it was just going to be like, here's what happened until he went to prison. And, you know, Justin and I set out to kind of see if we could gain some more access to Rod. So our fantastic investigative team here at WLS, Chuck Gowdy and Barb Markoff, set up an interview with Rod, which he immediately jumped at, because I think he was looking to, you know, get back out there again. This was in May. Mm-hmm. And Justin asked him, like, hey, would you want to hang out and maybe let us in the house? And it kind of started to snowball. And mm-hmm. as he got comfortable with us, you know, 1 month turned into two or three, turned into four, and turned into, you know, 70 or 80 hours of new footage. So, it's the intention was to tell an authentic story. You know, mm-hmm. so many people know Rod for either good or bad reasons. And so it was kind of to update the narrative. What has he been up to? What are his intentions? And I think we're pretty fair in this thing, and we let him tell us and let Patty tell us. So, Justin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I also like the line like that you gave me, Rod. Do you just want to hang out? it's funny because that's kind of how. I mean, we just kind of asked nicely, and. You know, he said yes, and you know, we laid out some kind of ground rules. Like, look, you know, this is not it's not going to be the Rod Blagojevich show. We're going to show the good, the bad, the very bad, and like Matt said, you know, tell an authentic story. But I think it's also one where you know we've heard the past version of the story, right? And mm-hmm. Like you alluded to, it's kind of like let it go away. But at the same time, there's a really interesting story of someone trying to climb back up into the spotlight, desperately trying to clear their name, and watching that person do that, I think is an intensely interesting process to watch.
I think a lot of people will have questions about that. Justin, does he plan to go into politics? Did you get any sense that he wants to be back on the political stage, or is he more now about clearing his name on the public stage?
Well, so I think first and foremost, he would say, and he does say, you know, he wants to clear his name on the public stage. He wants to clear his name. He wants to clear his name for his legacy, for, you know, his daughters to not have to live with that hanging over their heads. But, you know, it's also the every action kind of speaks in an interesting way. You know, I just want to clear my name. But then in every moment, it kind of feels like this is what someone would do if they were campaigning, though. Mm-hmm. And you know, we call him on it. And he's like, well, you know, I have no intention to run, you know, but I'm not rolling it out. And I think that line is probably in at least four or five times sprinkled throughout all four episodes.
It's like he wants to do it, but he knows it's maybe not best. I also saw that in the you talk extensively with Patty Blagojevich, who most of us will remember that she was on those tapes, the bleeping golden tapes, and she had some things to say herself too. But it sounds like she's advising him, hey, I want him to stay out of politics.
I mean, this is like she didn't necessarily want to do. I mean, she did not want to sit down for interviews. She just wants all this to go away. I mean, right, Matt? I mean, that's like our entire experience with her was I just want him to just chill and be at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree, and I also think that, you know, she makes it very clear that she does not want him to pursue that thing that he is so very good at in campaigning and being in public office again. I do think, Anna, you had said, like, everybody remembers her from the tapes. I do think having listened to the tapes and then having actually interacted with Patty, mm-hmm. I think that that's a very broad brush to paint her with.
Right.
You know, she'd stuck by her man for 8 years. She was one of the reasons why he got out of prison by going on Fox News and talking directly to President Trump. And that worked, which is mm-hmm. kind of a crazy scenario. But I think there's a lot of power in her messaging. And we dive into a little bit of what she went through as, you know, basically head of household on her own, single parent for 8 years. Potentially 14 years if you'd have served, Rod would have served all of his time. You know, there's something there. There's a strength tale there.
Sure.
And we leaned into that a little bit and not the, you know, her in the background cussing with Rod about.
No, I think the important point there is that she came from the political family. She mm-hmm. was very much a part of politics her whole life and certainly yeah. understood the game. And you could look at what she said in a lot of different ways. But at the end of the day, it feels very telling when she's the one who says, absolutely not. I don't want him near it anymore. That chapter is over. That's something I learned mm-hmm. from your trailer.
Well, and we in our the fourth episode we do a larger sit down with the two of them together, and she says very bluntly, like, I have no interest in politics in my future. I just want it all behind us. I want to move on. It's what's right for our kids. And it's an interesting. I mean, you know, you start to empathize with that really strongly.
It'll be fascinating to check it out. It drops tonight. Is it already streaming on Hulu, guys?
And you can watch all four episodes
right now.
Yep. Watch them right now on Hulu. And it's, I mean, there's a lot of swearing, just so we're clear.
Don't bring the kiddos and sit in front of the TV and try to watch it. No, it's that kind of thing, but that's the rawness that you're trying to capture. I hear you on that. Did you have to describe to him what Hulu was? Because he's been in prison for a while. Did he know?
We had to show, Justin had to show him how to pump gas. Just, I'll let you tell the story, but Rod, like, just started driving again. So Justin, you could take the story away, but
sorry. And like, imagine getting in the back of a car when someone tells you, like, well, I'm new to driving again. And you're like, oh, okay. It's definitely a moment that I had, like, all right, I need to buckle up, but I also need to operate a camera. And which is a very kind of surreal thing. Although I think he was more self-deprecating because he was a fine driver, but we needed to get gas, and then there's a whole scene with it, and he, you know, had to call one of his daughters to get help in getting gas, and then even Patty comments on it in our sit down with her, where, you know, like, the world kept going. He went away in, you know, late 2009, right? 2008. Mm-hmm. And the world kept going, and it kept going really, really quickly. And if you think about all the stuff that came out, like, technology wise and how fast it's gone, that alone is an interesting story. Like, Patty tells the story of, you know, did I send an email or a text? And then her having to explain to him, like, this little envelope is an email, this little bubble is a text. And it's just, Cool. It's fascinating to watch because you're kind of watching somebody, come out of a time capsule.
Yeah. Well, you two are both so talented. I hear great things about it. It's already getting good reviews. I saw Richard Roper's review in the Sun Times, and Matt Knutson, you used to be the executive producer of Windy City Live, and we know you're terribly talented.
Yes.
So we'll look for it. We'll look for it. And congratulations to both of you on the project. And thank you. Thanks for sharing it with us here.
Yeah. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Anna.
Thanks, Matt. Bye, Justin. Good luck with
everything.
Bye-bye. And check it out. It's streaming on Hulu. Being Blago is the name of it.